I have covered very closely what really happened, as I know you have, with Katrina and its aftermath. FEMA, for whatever reason, wanted to be in total control. Control freaks they are. Their main mission is martial law and domination of population. Only 8% of their funding is really for floods and emergencies. They jammed police communications. This is all admitted. Day one as Hurricane Katrina hit. Will they do that with Rita? They cut communications lines for police. In three parishes, they had to post armed guards to protect the key police infrastructures and communication towers from FEMA, who unannounced would literally fire axe equipment so that they could be in total control. In fact, that's why two-thirds of the New Orleans police and the Crescent City walked off 2 days in, because day one, all their communications were jammed. That's why they had to meet in person to coordinate. FEMA then, and I have friends and, again, family who were directly in the relief effort, because I have family mainly centered in the Houston area and in the Baton Rouge and New Orleans area, and I have friends and family that were there, I mean, at the stadium, and 3-4 days there was water and food piled up, and the people would try to rush it, and the National Guard would aim guns at them and say, sorry, we've been told by FEMA you get nothing. They knew that if they did that, it would create rioting and problems. Then FEMA could point their finger and say, see, we need more funding. We need to run your life. You see, they don't care if they get castigated and get in trouble with the media and the public, because a few years down the road, we'll forget they're going to get roughly triple the funding we're now hearing. So they wanted to screw up on purpose. The question is, getting the media black eye they already got with Katrina, will they pull something like this in the Houston area, in the South Texas area? George, I hope they don't, but right here, suit filed to halt New Orleans gun seizures. Sorry, we can't bring you food and water, or even the middle-class areas where people were still working at power plants, still working at hospitals, still staying in their homes, never an inch of water in their homes. They did have troops to come confiscate the guns, and here's another article out of Reuters. Hurricane victims say guns helped fend off criminals. A 1,500-member homeowners association became a police force, Reuters reported, and actually stopped looting and the problem. So the question is, and especially for Houston police and others, is FEMA going to get in your way? I don't think in Texas that our police and our authorities are going to put up with this, though our Governor Rick Perry looks like he's going to roll over to whatever FEMA says, George.